Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, this is Benjamin Solomon, host of the Am Yisrael Chai radio show. I know usually I may do shows particularly about Israel, that's what I've been talking about lately, but this show is going to be about abortion. And why I think abortion in cases when it's not needed to save the mother's life is murder and infanticide. And abortion is ableist genocide. You look at like these prenatal testings for people with Down syndrome, for instance. And when people take these prenatal testings and it tests positive for Down syndrome, more than 90% of the time, they choose to abort the baby. You see people wanting to extend to autism and people wanting to extend to other disabilities, these prenatal testings to have more babies aborted. All in the name of the so-called woman's right to choose. You know what I think? The woman's right to choose murder. Then you hear the arguments, for instance. I mean, I'm more passionate on this issue than I was before. You hear the arguments, for instance, well, I'm personally against abortion, but I don't want to impose on anybody else's right to choose. So people's right to choose is more holy than the sanctity of human life. It really upsets me that most Jews in America support abortion. Just really upsets me. Because, you see, even though right-wing conservatives tend to be more supportive of Israel, we see the question, why do Jews vote Democrat? Why is it that Jews, like other minorities, vote Democrat? I'll tell you why they vote Democrat, because we see that Judaism in America is assimilated. It's assimilated into humanist, moral relativist, left-wing culture. That's why. And because of that, you see the majority of American Jews are non-Orthodox. And non-Orthodox Judaism is, I mean, they squeeze the spirituality out of there. It's nothing more than a social club of, like, mostly leftists. That's what it is. I mean, non-Orthodox Judaism is about as meaningless as it can be. That's the thing. And they think, like, specifically the Reform Movement, for instance, they think it's their duty. I mean, they identify as Jewish by voting, by supporting every left-wing cause under the sun. And they think abortion is about the woman's right to choose. Can you imagine, for instance, if during the days of slavery, if the abolitionists said, well, you know, we're personally against slavery, but we don't want to impose on the slave owner's right to choose whether to own slaves or not. Can you imagine? We still have slavery if we had that mentality, if the abolitionists had that mentality. Human life is becoming more disposable because there is a battle between good and evil. There is a battle between good and evil. And the thing of the matter is, I thought I scheduled this for 6:30. I guess I scheduled this for 15 minutes. I goofed. I'm gonna try to extend the time if I can, and if not, then I'll go into archive and do part two of this show. Because I have a lot to say, and I guess I forgot to schedule this for an hour. I scheduled it for 15 minutes. I'm used to, sometimes that can happen. I think I scheduled it for an hour, but I scheduled it for 15 minutes. Let's see if this thing lets me. Apparently not. So you know what? Here's the deal. I'm going to go into archive and then do a continuation of this show because I have a lot to say, and I called it 10 minutes late, and I thought I was going to get at least 50 minutes because I thought I scheduled this for an hour, you know, but I guess I forgot by mistake. I'm a little bit sick as well, so like a little bit of a sore throat too. As you probably can hear, but I'm going to extend the show. But I'm going to continue on with the show. I will be going into archives, so if you're listening live to me right now, chat was not open, so if you're listening live to me right now on a computer, then reload the page. But, well, 10 seconds left, so if you want to listen to me live still, just call in 917-889-2149. If not, then you have to listen to the archive. I'm sorry. Just because of a mistake I made. But I will continue on with the show. Maybe not tomorrow because tomorrow night starts Shabbat and I don't go on Blog Talk Radio on Shabbat. So ever since I became more religious, I became Shomer Shabbat as well, Shabbat observant. So I would not use Blog Talk Radio on Shabbat. So tomorrow, and Shabbat starts earlier now, so tomorrow night, so this is Thursday night, so tomorrow night is out of the question. Question is, will it be like a Saturday night after Shabbat? Or will it be a Sunday night or so? Tomorrow night, definitely not. I mean, tomorrow, probably, unless I find an early enough time to do it, an early enough time to end, not tomorrow. Continuing on with the show, as I was saying, there's the view, for instance, people who are like, well, we're personally against abortion, but we don't want to impose on the woman's right to choose. And I already explained, if the abolitionists during the days of slavery said, we were personally against slavery, but we don't want to impose on the slave owner's right to choose, we'd still have slavery. No. Abortion, in cases when it's not needed to save the woman's life, is murder. It's about time people say it. It's murder and it's genocide. Millions of babies have been murdered. And the but abortion is part of a fundamental problem of society. As I said, there's a battle between good and evil. I know I'm sounding redundant, but I don't really care. There's a battle between good and evil, the forces of godliness versus the forces against godliness. And, you know, and with the forces against godliness, you know, the forces against godliness, they hate Torah. And they hate godliness, and they want to chase away the Shekinah, God's presence. Now, the whole thing is, the Torah clearly states that Hashem created man, Betzelem Elokim, in God's image. Hashem, God, created man, Betzelem Elokim. Never forget that. Hashem created man in God's image. Never forget that. And so when it comes to this hostility towards godliness and this hostility towards the Torah, and it largely manifests itself in anti-Semitism and in hating Israel because also the Jewish connection to Israel also, I mean it's also a symbol of godliness too, because it's God's will that the Jewish people have Eretz Israel. And so that's why you see the denial of the Jewish connection to Israel. I mean, the Jewish people are supposed to be God's agents in the world. The Jewish people have an important task to represent God in the world. And the Jewish people do it through Torah and through mitzvot, through doing mitzvot, commandments. See that murder, not only are Jews forbidden to murder, but Gentiles, non-Jews, are also forbidden to murder. Murder is one of the things that the Noahide laws that were given to non-Jews, to the whole world, prohibit. And abortion, when it's not to save the woman's life, when it's not the only way to save the woman's life, is murder. Period. And abortion should be illegal, except in cases when it's the only way to save the woman's life. I find it insane how one of the arguments for abortion is because there's plenty of sick pro-choice arguments. I mean, even when I was more quote-unquote pragmatic, there were some pro-choice arguments that made me sick. Arguments like, what if the child has a disability? Or, I mean, I really can't stand that argument. That's like, you know, that's like among the arguments that make me want to throw up the most. Or another argument, what if the child didn't want it, will have a miserable life? Well, you see, that's the thing with godlessness. People think that life has to be won in order to live. In order to have the basic right to live and to breathe, you have to be won by somebody else, or else you're worthless. That's ridiculous. That's like just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You don't have to be wanted to live. Where in the Constitution does it say that you're entitled to have only life you want live? Where in the frickin' Constitution does it say that? And more importantly, you see the Torah. Where in the Torah does it say that? Where in the Tanakh, the Hebrew Bible, does it say that? It says the opposite. Man was created, Betzalam Elohim, in God's image. You don't have to want life for someone to have the right to live. Having the right to live, it's irrelevant whether somebody else wants you to live or not. That's irrelevant. You have every right to live and every right to breathe. It's not because I say it. It doesn't matter what I say or what anybody else says. It's because God says so. And that's the fundamental point that needs to be said. I mean, that's the fundamental point. Just because people are weaker than you, you think it's okay to abort them? And then when we say how sick that is, you're going to then go back to, oh, it's the woman's right to choose. These arguments aren't even about... There's nothing even feminist about these arguments. Not at all. What's so feminist, even, about telling somebody else, you should have been aborted, you should have been killed in your mother's womb because nobody wants you? What's so feminist about that? What does that have to do with women's advancement? What does that have to do with women's liberation? I'll tell you, nothing. But you see, a bunch of these, the abortion industry, it's not really about the woman's right to quote-unquote choose. It's about the abortion industry and they want and them wanting money. And they get money off of the systematic bloodthirsty murder of millions and millions and millions of babies in the womb. And that's what's the problem here. That is the problem. You know, for instance, it's not true even that people can always do whatever they want, even when it hurts people. It's not true. For instance, the Civil Rights Act, which liberals rightly celebrate, says that you cannot not hire somebody, you cannot refuse to hire somebody because of that person's skin color or that person's race, or that person's ethnicity, or that person's religious background. You can't do that. So you're not allowed to refuse to hire somebody because that person's black. So this is the whole, oh, well, these prenatal testings are optional. Between aborting somebody because that person has Down syndrome and refusing to hire somebody because that person's black. At least the black guy who doesn't get hired, he can at least go and sue. The baby in the womb is helpless. That baby can't go to a Supreme Court and sue because he or she is helpless. The babies, the 90% of the babies who get aborted because they have Down syndrome, they don't have any access to a Supreme Court. They can't sue the people giving the prenatal testing. But the African-American, if he is refused a job because of his skin color, he can go to the Supreme Court, make his case, and sue. Difference here. That's the only fundamental difference here. Oh, abortion is not merely about a woman's right to choose. Just like you don't have the right to grab a gun and shoot somebody. Oh, well, you know, my hand pulled the trigger. It's my hand's right to choose. It's my hand's right to move the fingers and pull the trigger. No. No, 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 no. It's still murder. There is a moral code that people have to live by. I believe in freedom and I believe in democracy. But, you know, but without morals, we're going downhill. That's the point. And that's the problem with moral relativism, which is just there basically to allow evil to prevail. Moral relativism, suddenly you see a bunch of these far-leftist liberals wanting to treat ideas as if they're people. It's like people are all equal. You know, and I agree that people are equal. I mean, people may be better. I mean, people may be on different levels, depending on different fields, depending on which. But everyone was created in God's image. But what I want to say is this, you know, ideas are not people. It's just like if you're repairing a car, for instance. What's the better idea how to repair a car? Actually working hard on, like, screwing into screws and doing what's necessary to repair the car, or jumping into a pool? Screwing the screws and working on what's necessary to repair the car is, of course, better ideas than jumping into the pool to repair the car. There's nothing relative about that. There's nothing. Same thing with moral ideas and same thing with ideas generally. There are ideas that are better. There are more ideas that are morally superior to other ideas. And it's about time we stop pussyfooting and assert these facts. But the secular far left, I mean, they destroy everything. It destroys everything it touches. It just, you know, it's, it just brings godlessness. And while I'm at it, you know, also a misconception, this I also wanted to address this idea that Judaism is a pro-choice religion, or that Judaism allows for abortion on demand. No, it doesn't. Strictly, abortion is only allowed and even required in this case, but abortion is only allowed in cases when it's the only way to save a woman's life. Abortion is only allowed when it's in cases where it's necessary to save a woman's life. That's it. Not because, oh, the it's going to be a burden, an economic burden, or, oh, because of whatever. No. No. You want to know what else? And do you want to know what else? A Jew is also obliged to violate Shabbat to save other people's lives. So does that mean that Jews are obliged to always violate the Sabbath? Does that mean that Shabbat is no longer mandatory for Jews just because they have to violate Shabbat in life-threatening situations too? And by the way, Jews also have to violate Shabbat even to save the life of a fetus. I mean, that counts as pekuach nefesh, saving a life. So, it's not that, oh, Judaism's pro-choice and only Christianity is pro-life. No, that's ridiculous. And I want to address the argument about the kid being an economic burden too, supposedly. That's another argument for abortion. What if the parents can't afford to raise the kid? Well, then place the kid for adoption. No.